Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolina, very good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon to you too. How are you doing, Mr. Chad?
I'm back in the hot seat while Simon takes a well-deserved break until Thursday. So you're going to have my monotonous voice until then.
It's not monotonous and always welcome.
You cheered me up. But now let's get down to the serious business of what's happening in the Middle East. I believe there's been riots on the border of Israel. The Rafah border crossing has been closed. What's going on? What caused these riots? And what happened to the policemen who were severely injured?
Well, we do have breaking news related to that, and that is that factions within the Palestinians have announced that they will be having further riots along the border with Israel, this time on Wednesday. They are trying to escalate tensions between Israel, Hamas, and Egypt. So basically, what has set this off is that they want, or Hamas rather, want the money that the Qataris have earmarked for the rehabilitation of Gaza following Operation Gardens of the War, which took place in May this year, the fighting for 11 days. They want that money sent into the Gaza Strip. However, Israel, the United States, Egypt have said that this is contingent on the money going through the Palestinian Authority. And the reason is simple. Nobody wants the millions of dollars that are earmarked to help really, really embattled Palestinians who are suffering under this grave humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. They don't want that money going into the coffers of Hamas, which is what invariably happens. And the money goes towards building more terror tunnels and procuring more rockets and mortars, etc. So last week it was announced with the aid of Egypt and the United Nations that instead of sending the money straight to the Gaza Strip, the money will be controlled by the United Nations and the Palestinian Authority. It will then be put into a holding account in the Gaza Strip, and Israel and the UN and the Palestinian Authority will oversee to make sure that the $100 donations, which will be given out to specific families for a period of several months, will go directly to them and not to Hamas. Hamas don't like this. They want the money going directly to them. And also, they're pretty emboldened, we could say, by looking at what's happening in Afghanistan. So they say that they are going to be holding rallies on Wednesday. They're calling it "The Sword of Jerusalem Shall Not Be Sheathed." Very dramatic name. But we had these rallies on Saturday. Our border police took positions and 21-year-old Barel Shmuli was shot in the head. Thank goodness he is stable but critical. He is in hospital. His family have appealed for people to pray for him. If you want to pray for him, his Hebrew name is Barel Ben Nitsa. That's Barel Ben Nitsa. The IDF are investigating at the moment how he was managed or how a rioter managed to shoot him in the head. There's actual footage of a Palestinian going right up to the border and point blank shooting him in the head. Very, very concerned about the situation for him. In response to the riots, Egypt have closed the Rafah crossing. The Rafah crossing is now closed and will not allow any passing between Egypt and Hamas. It's very important. Very often Israel is blamed for having a maritime blockade in place and closing the borders. It must be reminded to people that Egypt has the exact same blockades in place. They're concerned with the spread of terror. They're concerned with the uptick in violence. And this is specifically following a week where we've seen increased good relations between Israel and Egypt. And also a huge concern last night, incendiary balloons being sent over the border from Gaza into Israel, setting fires. Today, at least 9 fires as a result of these incendiary balloons, which is what we call arson terror. And the government have said that they will deal with these balloons as they would with rockets.
So there's a very important meeting coming up on Thursday, and that's between Bennett and Biden. And one cannot imagine just how much is on the agenda. We know that they're going to obviously have to discuss what's happening in Afghanistan and the evacuation, as well as the threat that a nuclear Iran presents to the region. What do you believe is going to be discussed in this upcoming summit?
Well, this is going to be fascinating because this is the first time these two leaders are going to meet face to face. How this meeting goes will definitely set the tone of the relationship between these two moving forward. And of course, Prime Minister Bennett is going at a time when the world is pretty much extremely critical of President Biden and the calamitous handling of the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. I think whether you're from the left to the right, whatever media sphere you occupy, the general consensus is there has been a lot of criticism. The president's approval ratings at an all-time low. Polls coming in today show him at 77% of Americans believe this was handled badly. And the concern for Israel, as well as the United Kingdom, various other allied countries, is can we rely on the Biden administration when the chips are down and we need America to come through for us? Of course, that is very much going to be at the back of Naftali Bennett's mind when he speaks to Biden. We also know that the Biden administration are not keen or at odds with Israel over the best way to prevent a nuclear Iran. They want to go back into the nuclear deal. It's a deal which Israelis pretty much agree is not in our best interest, and we have to protect our country. The theme that we've heard spoken about in Israel over the last week since the withdrawal from Afghanistan is that we have to rely on ourselves. We cannot be in a position where we allow another country to be responsible for us or to help us, which is also one of the reasons why you don't see troops from America or Britain, you know, coming to Israel's aid when we are under attack. We very much take the position that we have to be able to defend ourselves. So Naftali Bennett told the government yesterday in his weekly cabinet meeting that we will present a plan that he's put together over the last 2 months. The plan will present his ideas on how, and it's two-pronged, how we can curb the Iranians becoming nuclear and also curb the regional aggression. We also have to take into account Iran uses its proxies in the region, Hamas in the south, as we've just spoken about, Hezbollah in the north. We saw a conflagration a couple of weeks ago. We know they're trying to encroach through Syria. These areas are now particularly vulnerable following Afghanistan. So it's going to be an interesting meeting, Chad. I want to be a fly on the wall. What can I say?
In closing, our final conversation piece for the day is that Dani Dayan has been appointed the head of Yad Vashem. And if there's others like me that may be unfamiliar with Yad Vashem, just tell us the importance of this appointment.
Fantastic question. Well, Yad Vashem is Israel's national Holocaust memorial and museum. It's also a place of education, very, very important place to preserve the memory of the Holocaust, honor the survivors, and of course, is a major global education facility. A lot of university professors, a lot of experts come to Yad Vashem for their training. Any world leader who comes to Israel shows their respect by going to Yad Vashem. In fact, most humans who come to Israel show their respect by going to Yad Vashem. And the previous director, the very capable Avnei Shalev, he has retired from his position. And it took a while to find the right replacement. Dani Dayan, he's a former diplomat. He will head it up. He says his priority right now, especially given the growing tension between Israel and Poland and growing Holocaust denial, is to make it a priority for Yad Vashem to fight Holocaust denial moving forward.
Rolly Marks, thank you so much. One day when this pandemic is over and we get to travel again, I will be visiting Israel. And of course, my first port of call would also be Yad Vashem. Thank you so much for joining us.
You'll do it with me. You've heard it here, people. I will take you.
I look very forward to it as much as I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow. Thank you so much, Rolene.